Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
Now I want you to know God wants you filled with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Everybody say with me, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy exceedingly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know God's filling your life with joy. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to focus your attention on Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Awesome. Rejoice. Hallelujah. I tell you what, this kingdom is a kingdom of rejoicing. We need to keep our eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on the hope. Keep your eyes on the joy. Get your heart filled with the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And I know the Holy Ghost is breaking out here with the joy of the Lord and filling your hearts with joy. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. Hallelujah. Oh, I said, no, Pastor, I only rejoice on Fridays when I get my salary. No, the Bible says rejoice always. Amen. Somebody said, no, Pastor, I only rejoice when I get my new car. No, rejoice always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again I say, rejoice. He confirms it. Tell your neighbor, rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength, hallelujah. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, hallelujah. It's the will of God. His joy is the will of God. We don't go about depressed, sad, defeated, because we got the King of Glory on the inside. We are full of joy. Hallelujah. We remember our God. The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. We're not sad. You know, that's why the Bible says there were Sadducees in those days. You say, why are they called Sadducees? Because they're sad, you see. Sad. Sad people. They are sad people. People with long mouths. Hallelujah. Like Rodney Hart Brown says, he says some people's bottom lip hangs so low they can suck a potato out of the exhaust pipe of a car. Hallelujah. But thank God we have the joy. We have the joy of the Holy Ghost. We have the joy of His presence. Put your hope in God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says rejoice. It's a command from God. Rejoice. Don't let sadness overtake you. Don't let the depression overtake you. Fill your heart with joy. Fill your heart with His presence. Hallelujah. Joy is even a fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there's no law. There's no law against joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think yourself happy. When Paul stood before Pilate to be condemned, to be judged, he said, I think myself happy. Hallelujah. I think myself happy. Hallelujah. Happy. Blessed is he who leans not on the arm of the flesh. Stands not in the council of sinners. We have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Careful that people don't download their troubles on you. Amen. Hallelujah. There's so many people want to download their troubles on you. But the Bible says, casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Hallelujah. Don't carry your cares. Don't carry your burden. Carry your faith. Carry the presence. Carry the glory. You see, joy is the fruit of faith. Hallelujah. Because joy sees the answer. The Bible says Jesus, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and went right through it. Hallelujah. Joy will carry you through. Amen. I want you to know, some of you are facing trouble. I want you to know, joy will carry you through. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. I let the word of the Lord dwell richly in me. I speak to the Lord in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They might throw you in jail like Paul and Silas, but at midnight they were singing psalms, making melody in their hearts. Hallelujah. You see, you can not be able to do something about your circumstance, but you can do everything about your attitude. Hallelujah. Your attitude determines your altitude. Glory to God. In the middle of trial, I have joy. Joy is of the Lord. Somebody say joy. Glory to God. I was reminded as I was praying about today, the Holy Ghost reminded me about Miriam, the prophetess. When the Israelites were pursued and they were pushed and they went through the Dead Sea, the Bible says the horse and the rider was drowned in the sea. The enemy pursued. And I believe that's a prophetic voice today. The enemy has been pursuing, but God says, I've led them into a trap. Hallelujah. I've led them into the Dead Sea. I've led them into a place where you will rejoice. David said, rejoice not over me, my enemy, for God will deliver me. Hallelujah. Don't rejoice. Don't let the enemy rejoice over you, because God is on your side. Somebody say, hallelujah. God is on my side. Hallelujah. Joy is a fruit of faith. Amen. Amen. It might be hard, but bless God, the joy on the inside is full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Everybody say, I got joy. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says a merry heart is like a medicine. Amen, amen, amen. I love being around people that make merry. I love being around my Mary. And I'm glad to be around people who make merry. Hallelujah. Who are full of gladness, full of joy. You see, joy focuses on God. Joy focuses on faith. Joy has received what God has done. And nothing can put you down, because you know you've already overcome. I might be going through, but listen, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I've seen the breakthrough. I've seen the solution. My God is a God of the impossible. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. The joy of the Lord. The joy. The Bible speaks of joy as the oil of joy. The Holy Ghost anoints you with the oil of joy. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy corner you. Amen. Amen. Corner you in a sad corner. How many of you had to stand in the corner sometimes? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, say, don't be cornered. Don't be put in a sad corner. You're not in a sad corner. You enjoy. You in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Right there in the midst of your trials, my God is my salvation. My God is my rock. He is my fortress. Surely he shall deliver you from the noisome pestilence and from the perilous situation. Surely my God is on my side. Hallelujah. Don't rejoice, my enemies, for God is with me. Somebody say, hallelujah. Bible says they turned and they saw their enemies defeated. And Miriam took a tambourine. Oh, glory. I'm glad when I get around people who take a tambourine. Amen. Hallelujah. Who sing and dance. And the Bible says she took the tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out with her with timbrels and dancers. And Miriam answered them. That's amazing. It says Miriam answered them. Hallelujah. Listen, your trial has a voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Your situation has a voice. Your situation says you're defeated. Your situation says trouble is on you. Your situation says there's no help in God. But Miriam answered them, and Miriam said, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. Hallelujah. Answer them. Tell your neighbor, answer them. Answer them. Answer them with joy. Answer them. The Lord has triumphed gloriously. I want you to know something today. No matter what devil comes against you, he's a defeated devil. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Yay. Yay. I like that kind of enemy. I like an enemy that's already defeated when he comes against me. No matter how powerful he looks, he's defeated. He's got no power. He's got nothing to work against me. His work has been canceled. His plans have been broken. His weapons have been broken. He shall not prosper. Oh, I rejoice. I rejoice. Yay. I tell you what, you put confusion in the midst of the enemy and you start rejoicing in the midst of your trial. The joy of the Lord is supernatural. It is the joy of the Holy Ghost. It is by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. No matter your situation, grab that tambourine, dance and sing, and rejoice in the Lord your God, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice in victory. I rejoice in the Lord my God. Jesus brought joy. When the angels declared him, they said, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels declared it. Joy. 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 Unspeakable joy. Rejoice in the Lord. I tell you what, joy is supernatural. It is the spirit of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Depression stands in the place of unheard prayer. Amen. Can I say it again? Depression stands in the place of unheard prayer. But rejoicing is prophetic. Rejoicing establishes what God has done. Hallelujah. Put your eyes on the Lord. The Bible says Moses led this rejoicing. Hallelujah. Moses said, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. You see, when your enemy comes, sing the song of triumph. Sing the song of joy. Sing the song of victory. Stand in the place that God has given you. Stand in the place of blessing. Stand in the place of faith. Stand in the place of joy. Stand in the place of answered prayer. Stand in the place of the miracle. Hallelujah. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Hallelujah. 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 The glory and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody say hallelujah. The horse and the rider. Can you declare it today prophetically? The horse and the rider, he is thrown into the sea. Oh, somebody said, no, Pastor, I want to listen to you. No, you say it. The horse and the rider, he is thrown in the sea. Hallelujah. Where's your problems? Thrown in the sea. Where's your enemies? Thrown in the sea. The horse and its rider. Hallelujah. I will rejoice in the victory. I will stand in the blessing of my God. I will rejoice. I will have joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, the Bible says, shout to the Lord with joy. Let the shout of joy be heard in the house of God. Shout to the Lord. Come on, stand and shout to the Lord with joy. Shout, shout, shout with joy. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's righteousness, peace, and joy. Yay, 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 yay. Glory, 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 glory. Let the joy, let the joy, let the joy, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Oh, some of you need to just enter joy. Enter joy. Let the joy of the Lord strengthen your heart. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Let the medicine of God flow in this house. Let the joy of the God fill your hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you need to just laugh. Hallelujah. And enjoy the glory, the blessing, the presence that you're experiencing now. Give expression to it. Hallelujah. Enter it by faith. Face is your God, and your enemy will flee. The powers of darkness will be broken. Somebody laugh. Somebody rejoice. Somebody praise him. Somebody thank God. Somebody shouts, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord my God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Mighty and glorious in power. Hallelujah. 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 You see, some of you struggle to get your mind off your situation. Put your trust in God. Get your mind on him. Start singing his praise. Start blessing his name. Start glorifying him. Somebody say hallelujah. Yay. Micah the prophet in Micah 7 verse 8 says, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will stand up. A righteous man falls, but he stands up seven times. Tell your neighbor, seven times, seven times, seven times. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I'm standing in the promise of God. I'm standing in the blessing of God. I'm standing. Tell your neighbor, I'm still standing. I'm standing seven times. I'm standing until the defeat of my enemy is made manifest. I'll stand up and I'll stand up and I'll stand up until I stood seven times. Rejoice not. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light. Joy comes from the Lord. Now release the spirit of joy in your life. I release the spirit of joy in your life today. Let joy fill you. Let joy come. Let the spirit of joy overtake. Let the presence and the power of God be made manifest in joy. Dance and sing. Shout the victory. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Bless his holy name. For God is great and greatly to be praised. The joy of the whole earth, the Savior and the Redeemer. He is even my rock. Somebody say, hallelujah. I want to read Romans 15, 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, I'm happy. I got no trouble. I got no problem. All my enemies are defeated. All the things have been taken care of. I rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy, 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 joy. Hallelujah. Yay. Joy. I need 10 people to give me a shout of joy. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, you look good already to me this morning. Hallelujah. I see the blessing of God all over your life. Amen, amen, amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed for a moment. Dear friend, let me tell you, Jesus came to destroy the powers of darkness. He came to deliver you from darkness, from sin, from poverty. He came to deliver you from the power of sin and bring the joy of the Lord. There's no joy like the freedom you experience when Jesus is Lord of your life. He said, Pastor Johnny, I'd love to enter this life. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. Let me tell you, Jesus invites you into his kingdom. And today, if you will turn your back on the world and receive him, say, Pastor Johnny, I want so much to make Jesus Lord of my life. Can you pray with me? Can you pray that God would open his blessing to my life? And I experience the salvation that's in Jesus. Let me tell you, the doors are wide open. His arms are open to you. And his eyes are on you today. He brought you here today because it's the will of God to set you free. He said, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. All over this place, I want you to lift your hands. Those of you who say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want to make right with God. Here I am, Lord. I give you my life. Thank you. Anybody else back there on my left? Thank you. On my right at the back, you say, Pastor Johnny, here I am. Thank you. I see that hand. In the middle, all over this place, as your heart turns to God, let me tell you, He loves you today with an everlasting love. And I bless you today. Those of you say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. My heart's not right with God. I don't experience joy. In fact, I just feel condemnation. I feel so far from Him. Let me tell you, He's here to restore the joy of your salvation, to touch your heart. He said, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want to make right with God today. I want God to heal my backsliding. If that's you, lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you as well. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, everyone that raised your hand, raise it again. And if you've not yet raised it, raise it. I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the joy of salvation, for the blessing that comes through your Son, Jesus Christ, for the blood shed for the remission of our sins, for your wonderful love for us, for the blood that speaks for us of forgiveness, the blood that washes us. And today, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of deception. I bind you blinding devils, and I release the people of God to the revelation of Christ in this home. I bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus that's got your hands raised. I command the blessing of your life. I declare the salvation of God comes to you now.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.